ABC Listen.
Hey, Curly Crew, Carl here. Now, as you know, we set our shows in all kinds of fun, made-up situations. And this is absolutely one of them. Because today, we're taking a good look at what duty we have to others after they've died. So play along and don't fret. I am alive and well, despite what you're about to hear.
Oh, where is Carl? He's hours late for work. Even for him, this is weird.
Yeah, we're ready for today's show. The robots, the orchestra, we've got the voice actors and the theatre troupe are all waiting. And I can't stall them with ethical questions forever.
Oh, this is Carl now. Wait, it's a video message? All right, let's see why he's late this time.
My dearest Molly, if you've received this message, I have a spot of bad news. You see, I'm dead.
Wait.
What?
Carl, no!
Please, please, I know it hurts. There'll be time to grieve. But first, I need your help.
Oh, darling, precious Carly Poop, what has happened?
You see, Molly, I have kept a few secrets about my life.
Come on, this has got to be some kind of joke.
I'm sure you're there too, Matthew. You're never far from our lives or our hearts. And no, this isn't some ethical quest for you. I'm just dead. Muerto. Caput.
But Carl, no. How did this happen?
It's a pre-recorded message, Molly.
I'm sure you're wondering how this happened and what truths I've been hiding from you. The answers are all waiting for you at my place. Number 7, Clever Kitty Parade. The modest little mansion I call home.
Did he say mansion?
It might come as a shock, but I'm actually an incredibly fancy millionaire. And now that I'm dead, I need you, Molly, to take care of my legacy and my fortune.
Your fortune?
I have extremely specific ideas for how I want my sweet, sweet cashola to be used. I have left instructions at my prestigious lair.
Oh no, darling Carl. Oh, what has he gotten himself into?
I don't know, but all I can feel is pain.
I know you're hurting, but please just head to my mansion and use the code DUMBUTT, that's DUMBBUTT, to access my personal home assistant robot when you get there. Oh, and maybe bring some tuna, just in case I've been dead for a while.
Did he say tuna?
Adios, amigos. Yours forever and foreverly grateful in thoughtfulness and in... Wait, I had a better sign-off planned. Whatever. Laters!
I can't believe I'm saying this, but today on Short and Curly, the secret life of the late Carl Smith. And what should we do with all his money?
Hello, and today you're listening to...
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Short and Curly!
Hoo-wee, he wasn't joking. This is a mansion. Hello? Is anyone here?
Are you sure this is the right address?
Yeah. Number 7, Clever Kitty Parade. Weird street name.
How have I never been to his house before?
Well, he did try to invite us over a heap of times for weirdly specific themed nights. But I guess we never went.
Wait, do you hear that?
Carl? Carl, is that you?
There's someone inside. I think they're trying to open the door. Oh, you're not Carl. You're a cat.
Molly, what's going on here? There are cats everywhere.
This is really weird, Matt. Carl! Carl, please come out. Stop messing with us.
Please enter password.
Carl! Oh, Carl, you're alive!
Incorrect. Carl is dead. I'm his personal home assistant. Please enter password.
Molly, why does it sound just like Carl? Did he make a virtual copy of himself to talk to?
Yes, that's exactly what Master Carl did. I'm Carlbot. Please enter the password. You have 10 seconds before defense protocols are activated.
Aw, criminy!
What was it again? Butthead.
Incorrect.
Dumbbrain?
Incorrect. Last chance. Closing doors. Locking down.
Oh, it's, Dumbbutt.
Access granted. Welcome, Molly and Matt. I've been authorised by Carl to put his entire mansion and all of Carl's vast fortune in Molly's possession.
Oof. Are we sure Carl is even actually dead? Or is this some kind of weird practical joke?
Oh, yes, Carl is dead.
No!
Oh, no!
What happened, Carl Bot?
Didn't you see the news? Here, I'll play it for you.
Okay.
News just in from the home of podcast host Carl Smith. The millionaire was found dead this morning, poisoned by an experimental cat food he was creating, which turned out to be lethal for humans. Smith built his fortune creating a computer game called Boredom, where absolutely nothing happens. Somehow, it was extremely popular. But Carl Smith's true love was cats, and he devoted his life and fortune to building a learning institution for cats. His goal? To teach cats to read. Carl Smith is survived by 400 adopted felines who lived at his mansion. This is Bon Rurgundy reporting for Cat News.
Now it's up to you, Molly, to continue Carl's dream here at his learning institution for cats. To your right, you'll see the automated education studios where kittens learn the alphabet.
Meow, bee, meowsie, meowdy.
And some are wearing glasses.
Exactly. In case feline myopia is the reason cats don't read, Carl built a factory for tiny glasses. But all of this is at risk without a human to keep the institution running. This now falls to you, Molly.
Yeah, we won't be doing that. Basically, anything in the world is a better use of Carl's fortune than all of this.
Molly, are you sure you want to go against Carl's wishes?
Oh my gosh. Oh, for a moment, I forgot he was dead. Maybe we should think about this with a thinking question.
Anything to distract us from this sorrow.
Remember, you can pause the show to think or chat. And our question is, when someone dies, do we have to respect and follow their wishes about what to do with their money? Yes or no? And why?
Hit pause now.
And let's see what our brains trust makes of that question.
Sometimes their dream will be like too unimaginable and out of reach. Like, for example, you want to make a pigs fly. Obviously, that dream isn't going to be fair. So I don't think all the time you should abide by that.
I believe that money changes ownership depending on how far it's been since you're dead. Because if it's a recent death and you have a will, I think it's very doable to have a family member commit to your will.
And I feel like every human has a right to have the opportunity to have that legacy and have it respected and valued, irregardless of how small it may be. So I believe that in this case, Carl, it's been his lifelong passion and he deserves to have that respected and valued.
He earned it, like, and it doesn't matter. It's his money that he's using on it. So even if we waste it, it's his money that he's using, so it's okay.
If it breaks your moral values, or if you do not believe what they're doing is right, I wouldn't do it. Because you have to respect your own values, and if you think what they're doing goes against them, like against you religiously or against you on what you want to do ethically, I don't think you should do it.
Thanks, Brains Trust. I'm sure you miss Carl too. Now, Matt, obviously, I'm absolutely heartbroken. But Carl's dead now. He doesn't really have an opinion anymore, so should he still get to decide how his money gets spent?
Whoa, that's a big question, Molly. And it's true, once someone dies, we can't really ask them about what they wanted. And that's exactly why we developed what we call wills in the first place, because it's one of the few ways we can give people a voice in what happens to their stuff after they die, if it's all laid out in writing with clear conditions.
But why? It's not really their stuff anymore, is it?
It's got to do with the idea of legacy. Your legacy is what you leave behind. It's like the impact you have on a place when you're not there anymore. And in general, people want their legacy to be a good one.
But why? It's not like they'll be there to enjoy it. Why get so fussy about whether you've made a difference in the world after you're gone?
Well, just because we're not going to be there doesn't mean we don't care about it anymore. Let's use an example. What's something you care about?
Well, I guess I love the kids' podcast Short and Curly. It's one of my favourite things to work on.
Totally. Me too. Now, imagine if, hypothetically, you had to stop doing the podcast for some reason.
What? No, never!
Just imagine. Would you still want it to be well made, to have lots of listeners?
Of course. I care about our listeners and I've worked hard on the podcast. I wouldn't want to see it fail.
Well, that's why legacy is important, because the things we care about are bigger than us. So we want to know that they're going to do well, even when we're not there.
Hey, Carlbot.
Yes, Molly?
Oh, you sound just like him.
That's just how we liked it.
That's so creepy. If I wanted to use Carl's money on, like, helping rescue cats find homes instead, that'd be fine, right? I mean, it's still for cats.
Carl's wishes were clear, Molly. Cats need to learn to read. Nothing else.
Darn it. Why didn't he just tell me about this first?
Actually, he did try. In fact, he asked me to send you and Matthew multiple invitations to obscure themed events where he'd planned to tell you in a flamboyant way. But you were both always unavailable.
Yeah, I did knock back a few of those invitations.
Lot of dentist appointments. But we just thought he was coming up with quirky nights to hang out.
And, you know, in fairness, we already had plenty of quirky days of hanging out.
Okay, I need some help from you listening with our next thinking question, which is it okay for Carl to leave all this money to support cat reading when there are so many other things in the world to spend that money on?
Hit pause now.
And let's see what our Brains Trust thinks about that one.
Like, if a person dies, it can't be their money, like, forever. Because Carl, he said he wants to make cats read, but there could be something that's more integral in our world, like a global warming. We want to try and prevent that, but we're going to need everyone's help. And if you're going to just keep their money forever, then that's not going to have a good impact on our future generations.
I also think, on the other hand, there's more important things to do with that money. For example, if you have another family member sick or if there's someone who needs the money more, I'll put that money towards that cause.
Teaching cats to read is obviously unreasonable when there are actual humans out there that still don't know how to read. So maybe like a few years teach cats to read, because after all, it is his like life passion and initiative, and just throwing that to waste because he died would be very unreasonable.
It also kind of depends on how much money you have. So you have a very limited amount of money. You'd probably pass it down to your children so that they can still have a better future in their life. But if you're a very rich person, very wealthy person, then you'd have to donate a bit to the community so that you're helping the world.
What's that, kitty? Whoa, check it out. It's opening that book on Carl's enormous mahogany desk.
What is it?
Carl's diary. Maybe it can help us figure out what to do.
Dear darling diary, it's me, Carl again. I can't wait for Molly and Matt to visit, but their schedules are just a nightmare. I really want to tell them everything in the most dramatic and flamboyant way possible, but I shall wait. Maybe they'll come to indoor badminton next weekend. I have to make sure that if anything happens to me, they, Molly especially, would use my fortune to keep my dream of cats reading alive.
Phew, wowee. I'm glad we didn't end up going. I would have had to tell him his plan is ridiculous, and I wouldn't have been able to bear the look on his face.
You know, there is a philosopher who I reckon would want you to ignore Carl's wishes. We've talked about him before on the show. His name was John Rawls.
Oh, I think I remember. He was all about fairness, right?
That's right. Rawls thought that in most societies, the luck of your birth has too big a role to play. We're lucky if we're born wealthy, in a safe part of the world, or without any health complications, for example. But if we're not born with these things, then that's luck too. It's just bad luck. Rawls asked us to imagine what kind of rules a society would have if every person thought there was a chance that they would have the worst luck. He thought we'd design a very different society, with rules designed to make the least fortunate person as well off as possible, because we might be that person.
Okay, but we're talking about millions of dollars and cats learning to read. How does this help?
Well, let's imagine we're trying to design the rules for what happens to people's money after they die. And you don't know whether or not you're going to be a wealthy person or someone who doesn't have much leftover money. Do you think a rule that lets people decide what happens with their money after they die would be a good one or not?
Well, if they all followed Carl's example, probably not. Wouldn't it be better for all that money to go to where it was most needed?
That's exactly what Rawls thought. He thought inheritance, that's when people get to decide who's going to receive their leftover money after they die, was unfair. And so instead, he thought all that leftover money should be used to help everyone.
Well, thank you, John Rawls. Looks like I'll be using these funds to help the real problems cats have. You know, like vet bills and stuff.
Well, hold your horses there, Molly. Remember how we talked about legacy earlier?
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes ago. Of course I remember.
Oh, right. Well, one of the things about legacy is that every person's ideas about the kind of legacy they want to leave behind will be totally different. People put their time, their energy, and their passion into all sorts of weird and wonderful things.
They sure do. Like teaching cats to read.
Right. Or an ethics podcast for kids, like this one.
Oh.
Now you're getting it. This is the bigger problem. If Carl had left all his riches to support Short and Curly, we might still be asking the same questions about whether that's the right way to use this money. Because let's be honest, there are probably better causes than making this podcast. But I think that'd be kind of sad.
It would be sad.
If we only left money to the causes that did the absolute most good possible, we'd have to try to pick between lots of different things that are good or important that can't really be compared to one another.
True, I guess. But what's this got to do with Carl's money?
Well, maybe it's a good thing that Carl is the only person who's passionate about the education of cats. Maybe we need rich people who are weirdly obsessed with random areas of life, because otherwise those random areas of life might not have anyone to support them. And maybe then we'd all miss out a little.
Okay. Maybe you listening can decide for me. Should I do what Carl says? Yes or no? And why?
Hit pause now.
Hey, Carl, bud.
Yes, Molly.
I'm in a pickle here. Maybe I should do what Carl wants in his weird cat mansion and eventually the money will just run out. Who's clapping?
Congratulations, Molly.
Why congratulations, Carlbot?
Not Carlbot. It is I, the real Carl. Ta-da!
You're alive? How?
That's right, Momo. And now, I've finally found a way to flamboyantly tell you and Matthew all my secrets.
Of course. It's what he wanted all along.
And best of all, Molly, it seems you've come around to the idea of looking after my cat learning facility.
Yeah, about that.
Carl, you don't need an ethicist to tell you this, but you definitely shouldn't fake your own death, like, ever.
Yes, of course, Matthew. Darling Matthew, don't you fret.
Also, I tried so many ways to invite you here and nothing else worked, so this was my last option.
But, Carl, what about the news story about your death? Was that fake too?
Oh, that? No. I just hired my friend, Matt Brown.
Carl, I mean, I'm glad you're alive, but this is not on. Also, you and I have to have a serious conversation about how you're spending your fortune.
Yes. All details we can iron out later. I'm just happy to have all of this off my chest at last. Now, let me show you around, and let's start by feeding my 400 cats. Come, kitties, we have visitors!
He is unbelievable. Actually, Carl, could I get some tuna as well? I am pretty hungry.
I didn't tell you, but I've just named a bunch of my darling kitties after our brains trust today. There's little Sveta, there's Rayanch, there's Anirudh, and there's Raya, and Ashvita, and Kushagra, all rescued from the bins behind Westmead Public School in Sydney.
Wow, you remember all of them. Do you have one named after me?
Of course I do, my friend.
Aww.
This one over here.
Carl, that's the ugliest cat I've ever seen.
I know. And these are Kyla, Sophie, and Anne-Marie, having a little fight in the corner. All named after our fabulous Short and Curly team. In fact, they're some of our most promising readers, so maybe they'll be reading the credits for us soon instead. Now come along, friends and felines.
ABC Listen.
What a roller coaster. And you know what's worst of all? I actually made a beautiful audio eulogy for this very moment. Oh well, I guess you could still listen to it even if Carl isn't dead. It's a little highlight reel from some of his more interesting moments on the show. Have a listen and maybe look back through our older episodes to figure out where they come from.
Look at me. I don't look a day over 34, and yet I've been alive for centuries.
Whichever one of us dies of starvation first, the other two can eat them, right?
We will rise through the ranks of the pet kingdom, beyond cats, beyond dogs, because we are...